This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with NewsWest for Sunday 6th of September 2020. Today is the contesting edition and we hear about contests coming up, especially a brand new contest that is based on an interesting concept, and of course there's more on NewsWest. The team this week is Roy VK6XV, Mike VK6KMS, Jeff VK6FJLM and myself Bob VK6POP, the NewsWest producer. And thanks to Martin, VK7GM, Ed, DD5LP and Clive, VK6CSW, for your contributions this week. Anyway, there's a full program ahead of us, so let's get on with it.
News West is produced by Amateur Radio News from a variety of resources. Opinions expressed in News West may not reflect the views of the news team or the broadcasters. News West is offered in the open spirit that is amateur radio.
Next week is the News West Club Focus Edition. In this episode, clubs are given the space to promote themselves and what they are getting up to. It's your club's chance to bang your drum, blow your trumpet, fly your flag, mix your metaphors, and ring your bell. You may think that what club does is pretty ordinary. However, to other people, it well may prove fascinating and stimulating even for some new ideas to get up to. There's a few ways to get a club item to us for News West. You could write and record the item in your own voice. This is the preferred method because your story is your voice. If recording isn't an option, send your text and someone from the news team will record it, or give us a yell and we can hook up on Skype or similar and record it as an interview with a guarantee that bloopers will be exercised. Thanks to the clubs who regularly support the Club Focus Edition. So ring that bell.
Did you compete in the RD contest recently? Don't forget to claim your News West contest award. You can claim it by email, and it's all pretty easy to do. These are the categories that you can claim an award for: new operators for 2 years in the hobby or less, and old hands more than 2 years in the hobby, QRP less than or equal to 10 watts and the best score, low power less than or equal to 100 watts, best score, and high power greater than 100 watts, best score. And for anyone who worked 5 different prefixes, anyone who worked 6 to 10 different prefixes, or someone who worked more than 10 different prefixes. The RD VK6 award is only open to those who submitted logs for the Remembrance Day contest and is available only to VK6 call signs or those who operated the contest within Western Australia. The contest rules don't differentiate between stations operating at 100 watts and those running 101 to 400, so we'll have to rely on your honesty there. I look forward to seeing your claim for an award. Send your claim as an email to newswest@vk6.net with something like VK6RD Award Your Call Sign in the subject line. And in the body of the email, list the awards that you're claiming and attach your RD log. Simple as falling off a log, really. For your efforts, you'll receive a lovely bit of wall candy in the form of a PDF that you can print on your dot matrix printer. Cut-off date for the VK6RD Award is September 30th, and good luck. If you like pina coladas,
getting caught in the rain. Nah, I don't like either. But I do like operating my ham radio rig outdoors. But on contest days, well, the superstations always seem to win. So here's the deal. The steering committee has taken a bulldozer to level the playing field between the big guns and the little pistol in the Fox Mike Hotel Portable Ops Challenge, October 3rd and 4th, 2020. See foxmikehotel.com and click the POC tab. Will you take the challenge?
That was a short intro from the man behind the Portable Operations Challenge, Frank Howell, K4FMH. You can find out about Frank at k4fmh.com and all about the POC at foxmikehotel, all three words together, .com/challenge. You can find all the rules there under the POC tab. Rather than talk about how the handicapping works, I want to talk about why you, the non-contester, should give it a go in October and what you need to plan to do well, whether just for a couple of hours or the full 8 hours. Now, let's start with that. This is an international contest running the full 2 UTC days, 48 hours, on October 3rd and 4th. But you're only allowed to operate in the contest for an 8-hour block, at the most. Where we are in the world defines when the best 8 hours might be for us. Depending on the band or bands you want to operate on, the best propagation will be at a certain time of day. If you want to go out portable, you may not be equipped to operate through the night. On 80 metres, you might like to operate the grey line. All of these points and more will come into your decision as to when your 8-hour block will start. Don't worry, you don't have to register your 8-hour block in the contest, so if your block has been delayed for some reason for a couple of hours, no worries, as long as you don't run past the end of the 48 hours. In fact, no registration for the contest is required at all, just send the logs in afterwards. You can operate from home or portable. But being portable or working portable stations will get you more points. Do you remember that bit in the license where it says use only as much power as needed to make the contact? Well, as the basis of the scoring is kilometres per watt, the less watts you use, the more points you get for a contact. And you can vary the power as needed to make the contact, just as long as you report the power used in the log. And what good Aussie contact logger has come to the party? Yes, Mike, VK3AVV, has added the POC to the VK Contest Logger. If you've never used a logging program before, this is the one to use. It's so easy. So, how about trying a revolutionary new type of radio sport contest where what matters is skills, not outright power? This Thinkers Contest is new this year. It's not perfect, but we will do our best to adjust the handicapping to make it as close of a level playing field as we can for 2021. But to do that, we need as many people as possible to take part this October to give us lots and lots and lots of logs to see what needs to be changed. Full results will be published so you can even measure how much better VK6 did than VK3, or VK2, or VK1. That's it from me, Ed. VK2JI, DD5LP.
In Western Australia and beyond, on air, online and on demand, this is VK6 Amateur Radio News. Check out our website, vk6.net, for more information about amateur radio in Western Australia.
The Worked All Europe DX Contest, with a short name of WAEDC, is on the 12th and 13th of September, and that's next week. Many leading contesters claim the WAEDC to be the most challenging contest of the year. Being a true blue DX contest, only intercontinental QSOs between DX and Europe are counted, exception is the RITI part. Therefore, the number of DX QSOs here may be similar to the amount of DX usually worked in the CQWW. Moreover, the unique feature of QTC traffic add much fun and another operating challenge to the contest. Here the DX stations transfer real telegrams to the European stations. These telegrams contain data of previously logged QSOs. Each of these records counts one additional point for the sender and the receiver, given that the complete record was logged correctly. Thus, a DX station can actually double its score by sending QTCs. Some European stations, and not only the leading ranks, gain more than 70% of their score from QTC traffic. However, like in any other contest, you have to take care about the number of multipliers too. From a DX point of view, these are the WAE entities. For the European stations, multipliers come from DXCC entities worked, and the numerical call areas of several big countries, JA, PY, W, VE, VK, ZL and ZS, because multipliers are counted per band, and on the low bands, they count more than on the high bands. There is significant activity also on 40 metres and 80 metres. And remember, Every contact is a DX QSO. Reflecting on this, you'll work low-band DX as well as high-band DX in September, despite all seasonal problems in the Northern Hemisphere. Remember, this part of the year is usually good for low-band activities from the Southern Hemisphere. For a well-equipped station and a dedicated operator, worldwide DX is possible on 80 meters. In addition, the nowadays poor 10-meter band surprisingly often shows short DX openings with good rates and useful multipliers. From our point of view, the WADCs are significant landmarks in the yearly contest calendar, providing highest level radio sport for serious contesters and fun for the part-time entrants and DXs alike. Join the WAEDC. The above was taken from the contest website, and if you're considering entering the contest, you need to visit the website. The URL is far too lengthy to spell out here. Just use your favorite search engine using WAEDC contest as the search criteria. You should land on an English language page, but if not, click on the Union Jack at the top of the page for the English version.
The CQ Worldwide RTTY DX contest is held each year on the last weekend of September, and the contest draws over 15,000 participants and over 3,300 log submittals from around the world. This year's CW RTTY contest is on 26th to the 27th of September and starts at 0000 GMT Saturday, finishing 24 hours later. So here's a chance for you to brush up on or develop your RTTY skills. You'll need to visit the website to read the rules and all the other boring stuff. The web address is cqwwrtty.com. The website's awful with a few broken links, however the link to the rules page works just fine. Good luck with the CQWW RTTY contest on 26-27 September. Let us know how you get on.
This is VK7GN for the Oceania DX Contest Committee. This year we'll see the 75th running of the Oceania DX Contest, which was previously called the VKZL Oceania Contest. It all began in 1934, when a contest was run to celebrate 100 years of the founding of Melbourne. The following year, following the success of this contest, another event was organised in cooperation with the New Zealand amateurs, and the VKZL contest was born. There were no contests during World War II, but they returned when it was again possible to operate. Please join us again, but note the new operating times. Phone contest is 0600 UTC, Saturday the 3rd of October, to 0600 UTC Sunday the 4th of October. CW is the following weekend, 0600 UTC Saturday the 10th of October to 0600 UTC Sunday the 11th of October. You can find the full rules at www.oceaniadxcontest.com. Just exchange signal reports and a number starting at 001, like 57001. There are awards available for all sorts of operation, low power, QRP, club awards, and this year a plaque to the highest scoring YL in Australia. However, the main thing is to have some fun and defy the solar gods who have not been kind to us recently. 73 from Martin, VK7GN.
The Surrey Amateur Radio Communications Group publishes a bi-monthly e-magazine called the SARC Communicator. The September-October edition was announced by John VE7 Tango India during the week and is available to view online or download as a PDF. John is the editor of the magazine. This issue contains a good balance of historical and general interest stories, and a host of items of a technical or construction nature. Plenty for you to get stuck into. The website is ve7sar.net. That is Victor Echo 7 Sierra Alpha Romeo .net. Click on the information and newsletters item. There are amateur radio contests on every weekend of the year, and you could spend an eternity trying to find out what, where and how, unless, unless you have access to a calendar of contests that will tell you where, what, and how. There are several around. However, there's a pretty good homegrown calendar maintained by Alan, VK4SN. All you need to do is go to Alan's website, vk4sn.com. VK Contest Logger, or VKCL for short, is frequently updated by its author, Mike, VK3AVV, to reflect rule changes and to improve the app itself. Before entering any contest, you should check that your logging software is the latest version, and the latest version of VKCL is version 4.12.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's September Bulletin goes to air tomorrow morning. But before I outline the programme, here is an important announcement. The Tuesday luncheon meetings at the Basie have been resumed, and the next one is on Tuesday, September the 8th. While there is no need to pre-book, it's a good idea to send your email address to the coordinator, Phil, VK6ZKO, so that he can keep you posted, just in case last-minute restrictions are imposed. Phil's email is pbcasper@bigpond.com. I'll just spell that. Papa, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Romeo, pbcasper@bigpond.com. Now back to the club news. This month, as well as an expanded club news segment, we have three interesting items for you, namely the big rebroadcast, the Geiger counter, and a most influential film. Everyone's most welcome to tune in tomorrow and to join in the callbacks afterwards. As well as the 20-metre transmissions on 14.150 megs at 00 and 0100 hours UTC, there are three other transmissions available to WA listeners tomorrow morning. The first transmission will be on digital mobile radio on the VK DMR network Talk Group 5 at 0900 AM WA local time. The second transmission is also at 9 AM local on 80 metres on 3620 kHz from Chris VK6JI. The third is at 10 AM, also local, a transmission via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, September the 9th, we have a new D-Star broadcast. This will be transmitted on D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star Newsline and its world affiliates at 5:30 PM Western Australian time. Full details of all transmissions can be found on the RAOTC website. Remember too that you can download the bulletin at any time from today from the RAOTC website, www.raotc.org.au. If you do listen via the internet, your feedback via email would be appreciated. On Sunday, September the 13th, the RAOTC Bulletin will follow the HF broadcasts of the WIA News by Phil VK6GX and Chris VK6JI. So once again, tune in tomorrow, and we look forward to hearing your call sign during the callbacks. And don't forget the lunchtime meetings at the Basie have now resumed. 7-3 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Earlier, you heard from Martin, who told you about the Oceania DX contest. And here's a bit more information, especially for those who may be unfamiliar with this contest. The OCDX is actually two contests. On the 3rd and the 4th of October is the SSB contest, and a week later is the CQ contest. You may do both if you wish to do so. The Aussie logging app, VK Contest Logger, will handle this contest with all the rules built in. Make sure you download the latest version of VKCL or Victor Kilo Contest Logger. The contest starts earlier than last year, 0600 UTC, which for the horologically challenged is 1400 Western Standard Time, or 2 p.m. It's a very genteel starting time, because it gives some time to set up on the Saturday morning, have some lunch, and then launch into it. Something to keep in mind if you are a newcomer to this style of contest is that multipliers come into play. Every different callsign prefix is counted once per band as a multiplier. The more multipliers you accumulate, the more rapidly your score grows with every contact. Don't be put off by the stories you hear from the big gun stations with highly sophisticated setups that you couldn't possibly compete with. They are there to do what they do, and you're there to have a go. And just like multi-level marketing, the big guns need the little pistols to score points from. So just get in there and have a go for yourself. The website is OceaniaDXContest.com.
News West is your Western Australian amateur radio news program. News West is compiled and published by WA Amateur Radio News. This is VK6 ARN, VK6 Amateur Radio News.
Hello everyone, I'm Glenn, VK4DU, the president of RASA. As regular 40-metre users will know, the band suffers from chronic QRM from Indonesian pirates. These stations are received continuously in Darwin and every afternoon and evening in the remainder of Australia. They are causing harmful interference to legitimate amateur stations. 2 years ago, we wrote to the IARU seeking their assistance in resolving the matter. They advised that they had passed the issue to the Indonesian Amateur Radio Society. Well, unfortunately, the interference has actually got worse in the past 2 years. The very high popularity of digital modes around 7065, 7075 has pushed the pirates down below 7050. This issue affects all of our region, so we have written to the IARU again, highlighting the problem and asking what actions they are undertaking to resolve it. We will let you know if we hear anything back. Cheers for now.
Good morning. Greetings once again. This is Amateur Radio Helpline for the 6th of September, Father's Day 2020. Happy Father's Day to everyone. And see also the 35th, I think, birthday of Helpline. Back in Father's Day 1985, I started, and now we're carrying on again. We're still here, getting old and decrepit, but still struggling along. And today we have today, it's all right, whatever, Kenwood, a TS520 Echo, works well, $300 or nearest offer, from John, VK6, Victor Zulu Zulu. That's a Kenwood HF transceiver, Tango Sierra 520 Echo, 300 dB, or nearest offer. Contact John on 0408 900 532. Yeah, 0408 900 532. There's a chance of too many zeros there with me around. And I still have a mast. I haven't heard from John, BK6 Alpha Uniform. He still has a mast available for you. It's a 23.8 metre, or 75 feet, he says. And good works well, good working order, triangular spacing, made out of steel, probably a crank-up 75-footer. Contact John if you're looking for a mast. I don't know whether it's there or not, but make a realistic offer if you would like it. Call John on 08-9291-7908. 08-9291-7908. And I'm in a bit of a rush this morning, so I'll clear off now. And thank you, 73s, if you have any items for next week. Please, you know where to go. Call me on email. Victor Kilo, what was that again? Victor Kilo 6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. Again, Victor Kilo 6 X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. Don't forget to put helpline in the subject matter, please. Thank you, 73.
Please remember that next week is the Club Focus episode, and if your club is dragging its feet in making its presence heard on Club Focus episodes, give someone a poke, or send in something yourself. Now, I don't know about you, but I've got some work to do to get my loop antenna back into full operating shape. One corner let go during one of the storms last week. It's quite a few years since that corner let go, so I can't complain, I suppose. I think antennas are a deliberate ploy to keep us busy and off the streets. Thanks to the News West team and casual contributors, and thanks to the broadcast team for putting us to air, and callback collectors, where these are different to the broadcasters. And speaking of callbacks, We're vain enough here to want to count our adoring fans, so please stick around after the broadcast and throw your call back into the ring, and we'll feel wonderful. Now let's get out and enjoy the wonderful spring weather, and of course, get on air and make some noise.